Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article called Trust Accounts CPD, Why It Matters and What It Covers.
And this one is worth your time if you handle client money or you manage a team that does. Trust accounting is one of the highest risk areas in agency practice. That is not an overstatement.
Let's start from the ground up. A trust account is a dedicated account where an agent holds money that belongs to other people. Rent, deposits, client funds, they all pass through it.
So it is not the agency's money at all?
Not at all. The agent is holding it on behalf of clients, with strict rules about how it's received, recorded, reconciled, and paid out.
And the reason those rules are strict is pretty obvious once you say it out loud.
It is. This is other people's money. A mistake in a trust account is not just an accounting slip. It can be a breach with real legal and financial consequences.
Which is why the training takes it seriously. So what does Trust Account CPD actually cover?
There are a few core areas. First, receiving and recording funds. How money coming into the agent is logged correctly from the start.
Getting that right early would prevent a lot of downstream problems.
Absolutely. Then there's reconciliation. Keeping the account balanced, matching records to actual funds. Doing that regularly and accurately.
And record keeping?
Yes, the documents and audit trail an agency has to maintain. And then the compliance side, the legal duties that come with holding money in trust and the consequences of getting them wrong.
That last part feels like the bit people underestimate. It's not just knowing the steps, it's understanding what is at stake if you skip them.
Exactly right. And the article is clear that this is a general picture, not a fixed syllabus. The exact content depends on your state and the specific unit, so you should always confirm the current requirements with your state authority.
Good to flag. Now, principals. In my experience, they push hard on trust account training. Why is that?
Because the principal, the licensee in charge, carries responsibility for the agency trust account. If something goes wrong, they are the ones who answer for it.
So it is their license, their name, their business.
All of it. And the article puts it well. Well-trained staff are the simplest form of risk management. An agent who understands trust accounting is far less likely to make the kind of error that becomes a compliance breach.
So when a principal pushes the team to keep their CPD current, that is not box ticking.
It is protecting the business and its clients, full stop.
Let's get into the Queensland specifics because the article covers that in some detail. What does CPD look like there for trust accounts?
In Queensland, there is a Trust Account CPD unit you can complete as part of your CPD requirements. Queensland CPD requires 2 sessions per CPD year.
And that CPD year, it's not a calendar year, is it? That is the thing that catches people out.
It is not. Your CPD year runs 12 months from the anniversary of your licence or registration issue date, so it is individual to you, not the same for everyone.
That is genuinely worth knowing. People assume it resets on the 1st of January and then find out they have missed their own window.
Worth checking. And for agents operating across more than one state, the rules differ. The article links to a state-by-state guide for that.
Now, Archer offers the Queensland Trust Account CPD unit. What does that actually look like?
It is online and self-paced, so you can complete it from anywhere, whenever it fits into your schedule. When you finish, you download your completion certificate.
And the support? Because I know some providers, you're on your own.
The article is specific about this. Australian-based support team. Real people, not a chatbot. So if you get stuck on anything, you can actually talk to someone who knows what they're talking about.
That matters a lot when you're working through compliance trading on top of a full-on week.
It does. And that brings us to the main takeaway. If you handle client money or you run a team that does, treat Trust Account CPD as a priority rather than something you fit in at the last minute.
What should someone do right now?
Head to the Archer Institute website and browse the QLD CPD training or call the Australian-based team on 1800 069 273. They'll confirm exactly what you need for your CPD year. The training is Archer's, but the official requirements sit with the Queensland Office of Fair Trading, so check the current rules with them directly.
And read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It covers the Queensland specifics and links out to their CPD requirements guide.
Archer Institute delivers nationally recognised online self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Call 1800 069 273 or find this article on the Archer Institute blog.